Good morning. Welcome to Studio 365, powered by TableThink. Today is Tuesday, and this is episode 130. My name is Joshua, and I'm here in the studio with Pastor Carrie Palmer. And 130 episodes ago was when we set out on this little journey.
Yes, and it just keeps on going. You know, I was thinking when you were saying that, we're not going to be saying the days.
That's right.
I don't get to say the ending like I say it to everybody in the world now.
Right.
You know, and just all of that, what a change.
Yeah, it will be different.
Yeah, when we're talking about innovation, we have to be willing to make a change.
Right.
We have to be willing to step out from our comfort.
Yes.
And to
yes.
do it differently. And sometimes that's hard, especially people my age. You know, you just kind of get into this is how I always do it. It's easy. It's comfortable.
Right.
But really, it makes life boring if you keep on doing it the same way.
Right. Yeah, that's totally true. You know, one of the things that I do is I help a lot of people with their businesses or with their marketing.
Sure, yeah.
And so I run into a lot of things, and a lot of people come and talk to me, and I hear a lot of, you know, I'll like, they'll be telling me something, and then I'll just be like, well, have you ever done whatever? No. And I'll be like, and then it's kind of like, why would I want to?
Right.
You know, but to me from the outside, and maybe to anyone else from the outside who listens to that particular situation, it would just be obvious,
right.
Like, change something,
right.
And this is going to be so much better for you. But yeah, some people get very, very resistant to that.
Right. I did. I've done some different things. Always moving things around at our house.
Oh, yeah.
And changing drawers and everything because I just think, I'm going to do that. And I irritate even, you know, our kids are out of the house.
Yeah.
They'll come back like, why did you do that? That's not where you keep things. Well, get used to it.
yeah, things are changing.
And that's really what innovation is
right.
being willing to change your habits, change the way you do things, because it really makes life different and fun. So it goes from the personal to the family,
right.
to your home, to organizations. I think that's just really important. The scripture that we want to really focus on today is from Acts 1:8. It's kind of a famous one because it was Jesus really speaking out this word to everyone before the ascension to heaven. And it starts with but, and you know that was a really good word.
Yes.
But you will receive power when the Holy Spirit comes on you, and you will be my witnesses in Jerusalem and in all Judea and Samaria and to the ends of the earth. It was changing up. It was Jesus saying, now you're going to be innovative. Things are not going to be the same anymore. You're not going to do it like you did. You're going to go everywhere, and I'm going to give you the power to do it. And that's, to me, such an exciting moment in the history of humanity when Jesus said, not going to be the same way. And if we're willing to look at life differently, if we're willing to say, I don't want to do it the same way,
right.
I want to do it new and fresh as God calls me to do it, it changes everything. So what would be that tip for us to know in that innovation that you would have for us today?
Yeah, I would say that it's really, don't hang on to something just because you've always done it that way, or
right.
because you put so much time and effort into it that you really can't even see straight anymore because,
right.
you know, it's kind of your baby, so to speak. And I think a lot of times people, you know, one of the things that I help people with is sometimes websites and things like that. And they will maybe have tried to build it themselves and put all this time in and all this effort in. And only because of their time and effort, they don't want to part with it when it's maybe even clear to them. And I'll have even people say that, you know, well, yeah, I really should do something different because it would be better for my business or better for whatever. But I put so much time into it, I don't want to abandon it.
Right.
You know, and that's kind of not a good place to live. You should be willing to always try to move on for, you know, if it's going to be better. And so that would kind of be that little nugget today would be, don't just hang on to something because, you know, you put time in building it. And I think, you know, to kind of, you know, show that we're living this out, one of
right.
the things in this transition that we're going to do is we're actually going to kind of relaunch our website.
Right.
And we're going to try to do it more in a way that fits where we're going and what we're doing. And so we're kind of not sure, you know, all of those little logistics, but basically it will have these series and you'll kind of be able to pick things and find things. But I could have easily, you know, in our conversation said, but I spent so much time. We worked so hard on it. You know, we can't possibly do it different. But, you know, I'm very quick to go, you know what? It just doesn't matter.
Right.
Because we, you know, we need to change and we need to do what's best. And so, you know, and so like this, and just in case you are, you know, someone who's like, oh no, the change we'll never find. We are going to have a link to, we're going to preserve the old website. We'll have all the content still there and all of that. So you don't have to worry about that going away. But we are going to do something new and something different. And I don't look at that with sadness. I look at that with excitement. Like, right. This is cool. This is fun. And so that would kind of be my thing. Just don't hang on to something just to, for the sake of hanging on to it, but always be willing to look at the larger picture and go with what you need to do. That's really the right thing so that you can continue to innovate and kind of have fresh life and excitement.
I think that's why I just love Christ's words as, you know, before the ascension, because they're innovative. They're like, things are changing, but you're going to have the power to do it. And
right.
So as we end today's episode, which, you know, by the way, I'm not going to be able to do my ending
after
the end of this week.
Yeah, it'll be different.
So I'm going to really enjoy it and I'm going to be okay with that. So here I go. Are you ready?
Yes, I'm ready.
All right, Joshua and friends, I will talk to you tomorrow in Studio 365.
Yes. Well, thank you for listening to this episode of Studio 365. I still think it's gonna take you a while when you like call and end a phone call. You'll still say that as if we're on the air, but
sure of it.
We will see you right back here tomorrow for another episode of Studio 365.